America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Christina Stoffo.
Our next guest is one of the stars of the latest hit from Disney Pixar, Inside Out. She is the voice of Riley. It is great to say hello to Caitlin Diaz. Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Hello.
It is very exciting to have you on. What a time this must be for you. Inside Out is sweeping the country. I have a 12-year-old son. He's going this coming weekend with a bunch of his friends to see the movie. A lot of his other friends have already seen the movie. It is quite the conversation across the country, across the world. Tell us a little about the movie.
Well, it sort of centers around how Riley, she's an 11-year-old girl who suddenly moves to San Francisco from Minnesota. So things in the back of her mind sort of get a little out of place and out of hand. So she's just trying to deal with the new place and the new home.
The movie does such a great job in giving a personality to every emotion that we deal with. And it's something that we all deal with. Emotions that we joy, happiness, fear, the whole thing. Everything that makes us unique and makes us people and make us beings. That had to be a really interesting thing for you to experience and being a part of such a major motion picture such as this.
It was all through the production. I actually didn't even get to read the whole script, so when I finally saw it, I was like, whoa, so that's what I've been working on.
Nice. All right. You learned something new. So as a voice actor, you know, it's very different from being a regular actor. I imagine you're sitting in a studio, you know, looking up at a screen of the animation and trying to, like, follow along with what's going on screen. What were the biggest challenges for you doing this?
Actually, you were close in your explanation. I actually didn't get to see the animation. They recorded the voice and then animated to that.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I've got the script in front of me, the mic in front of my face, and then off to the side, there's a camera recording my facial expressions.
Oh,
for the
really?
Animator to use as a reference.
Wow.
So they made the animation around what you were doing reading the script.
Yes.
That's so cool.
That is really cool. And it's because it gives you more of an opportunity to really kind of shape the character. I mean, and being a voice actor, it's so much different than being a regular actor, no other way to put it, when you're physically there and people
on
can
camera?
See your,
yeah,
of course,
on camera, right.
Your expressions and everything else. And even if you were on stage, when it's only your voice, it's so different because you have to convey so much in terms of emotions and feelings and what these lines really mean. That's got to be, I mean, obviously you did it extremely well, but that's got to be really a challenge when you do it for the first time.
It is a little bit, because as David Tennant, one of my favorite actors, says, voice acting, you have to tell the story with just your voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you've got to put a lot of emotion to the point where it almost sounds fake.
Right.
Into your voice. But when you watch it over, it seems fine.
You worked with an amazing cast in this. Amy Poehler, Diane Lane, Kyle MacLachlan, Lewis Black, so many other people. How daunting was it? I mean, you're 16 years old, and here you are in a studio working with these hugely successful actors and actresses. What was, like, the first time, day one, you walk in? I mean, what did that feel like?
Well, actually, I didn't even know I was going to be working with all those people when I first signed on.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was also 11, so just the thought of being in a Pixar film, it was like, whoa.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because I grew up with Disney and things like that, so being a part of one, it was amazing.
Yeah, that has to be a dream come true.
That was exciting enough for me.
Yeah, that's got to be amazing. And what a rush. And, you know, and it's funny because your friends are going to go back from school and everybody's going to get together in September and it's going to be like, what did you do? Oh, I went to, this theme park and we went to the beach. What did you do, Caitlin? I was in a major motion picture for Disney Pixar. That is quite cool, is it not?
I was busy getting famous. How about you? So funny. So, okay, so you're very young. So when I say, you know, what did you want to be when you were growing up, it's kind of like a weird question to ask. But did you grow up wanting to do this type of stuff?
I did. Ever since back in elementary school, when I started doing school plays, I was like, this is really fun. I want to do this more.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I'm looking at the TV and I see these actors on TV and I'm like, hey, I can do that. I want to be one of them.
Yeah.
And so this is my dream job.
And it's so cool that you were able to realize a big, huge part of that dream at such an early age, and it really creates such an amazing future for you. Take us a little through the process. How did you get the part of Riley? How did it all work out?
Well, when I first auditioned around actually 5 years ago now, it was for what's called the scratch voice, which is a voice that the studio will put the storyboards to present the idea of the movie and hopefully get funding. And they liked me so much from that that they kept me for the full movie.
That's amazing.
Really?
Wow.
That is, you must have made an incredible impression. I mean, and you said that's when you were 11 years old. I mean, and to be able to go in there and to be able to have that presence, that kind of stage presence with your voice and be able to make that mark, I can imagine you probably finished and walked out and they said, wow, that Caitlin is pretty good. That is really, really exciting. So tell us about the moment when you found out that you were going to be one of the major voices in a major film.
Well, I had just gotten out of school, hopped in my mom's car, and she turned to me and said, Pixar called. They want you for the full movie.
Oh,
wow.
So I was like, what? I was literally bouncing up and down.
Well, that she didn't beat around the bush at all. She was just like, hey, you got it, babe.
And she must have been so thrilled, too. I mean, your family must be just so incredibly excited about all of this.
They are, and they're extremely supportive about this as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing.
Where do you see your career headed? So you're in a huge Disney Pixar movie. I mean, this is big time for you at such a young age. Do you have anything on the horizons? Are you working on anything new? Or do you have any, like, oh, this is my dream now? Now I've already lived my dream. What's your next dream?
Be in an action film as a total badass lady.
Yeah.
With an epic battle scene.
You want to be like the next Lara Croft or something. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wow. That would
be amazing.
You know, I got to say something. We've been doing this show for about a year. That is the single best answer that we've gotten from any guest that we've had on, from big time actors, big time actresses, huge singers.
Oh,
that is singularly the best answer that we have ever gotten.
That is so cool.
That is really, really cool. It sounds like you're having so much fun with this, which is terrific. And what it's amazing, because when you think about what actors and actresses and voice actors and what they go through to try to get established and try to get that one role that they can then build a career upon. And you have that now.
Yeah, you sure do.
Which is so neat, because now, I mean, the world is at your feet, I mean, when it comes to this. So it's really, really exciting. And you've got to be so excited to think about what your future holds for you.
I am. With this under my belt, countless opportunities are now visible to me. So I can't wait to hopefully take them all.
Yeah, no kidding. When you watch back and you hear yourself behind this animation, is it weird for you to hear your voice and you're a cartoon? You know what I mean? Like, is it strange to watch or listen? Because I know as a radio personality, anytime I air check myself, I cringe. And I'm like, oh, that's what I sound like?
Well, I've gotten used to it because I also sing, and I would sometimes record myself just so I could hear what I was doing exactly, get a better idea of what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gotten a little bit used to it, but it's still weird because now I'm seeing a different face with my voice.
Sure.
Right, exactly. And like you said, they crafted that face according to what they saw when you emoted the character, and you said they had a camera on you the whole time. But it's got to be such an amazing feeling, kind of weird, kind of cool, when you see the movie for the first time, and especially if you go and see it on the big screen. And then, like you said, you can finally understand what they meant. Oh, and we need you to do this way and that way.
Yeah.
When you see the entire project finished and you kind of get it and understand it, and that has to be such a feeling to then finally just be able to see the whole thing done and what the finished product was.
When I saw it, I was like, whoa. Dude, this is gonna impact a lot of people.
Yeah.
I could tell that it was definitely relatable to not only just everyone, all the adults, but all the kids as well. Everyone can take something away from it.
Yes.
Yep. That's what I was just about to say.
It's so universal.
It's going to relate to kids, and adults can sit and watch this movie and enjoy it in a totally different way that a kid's going to be enjoying the movie.
You know what the best part of this is, Caitlin? You know, there is going to come a time one day you're going to sit down with your kids and you're going to watch this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
How cool is that going to be when there's mommy as Riley? And that is going to be such a moment of pride for you, because you know how these Disney Pixar movies, they last forever.
They do. I've got some of the ones from way back when.
Toy Story. I mean, right now, somewhere, somehow, some kid is watching a DVD of Toy Story or watching it on Netflix, or they're playing with their Lightning McQueen car. You know how this is. These movies become a part of American pop culture. And to think now that you have carved out a slice of that for yourself, that is so cool.
It is. And plus, parents are actually using it to help better communicate with their child.
It's a teaching moment.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Because, and it's nice what they've done, is there's a story, but there's a meaning behind it. It's about how to properly deal with your emotions. And sometimes it's something that, sometimes parents need help with dealing with their kids with
sure.
that. So it's an important thing.
For instance, someone actually told me that they've used it as a teaching moment for their kid. Their kid didn't want to get in the bath, so they're like, hey, do you know who's at the controls right now? Anger.
Really?
Do you know who would want to get into the bath and have a fun time?
Mm-hmm.
Joy.
Yeah.
So who do you want to be at the controls?
See, I'm a parent of a 12-year-old. I wish this movie came out 10 years ago. It would have made my life so much easier.
Yeah. No kidding.
There you go. Once again, you can hear Caitlin as the voice of Riley in the huge Disney Pixar hit Inside Out, now showing everywhere. Caitlin Diaz, it has been great having you on. Thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Well, thank you for having me.
This was terrific. You have yourself a great day.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.